Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number four of Zolak and Bertrand. It's Hardy and Christian Arcan. The Phoenix, risen from the ashes.
The dead man.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the ashes. It was just your own ashes. You know, you were...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number four of Zolak and Bertrand. It's Hardy and Christian Arcan. The Phoenix, risen from the ashes.
The dead man.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the ashes. It was just your own ashes. You know, you were popped, brought back.
Between the Undertaker sitting up in the casket and Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm not bleeping leaving, I saw both of those things about a million times in 24 hours. Just a nonstop in my Twitter feed.
I've seen Wolf of Wall Street. It's been on a loop. And unfortunately, it's been on one of the commercial channels, which
FX or something.
Yeah, and even if it's uncut in terms of language and stuff, you still have to sit through the commercials. Mm. But I think that's an underrated movie. I like it the more I see it.
I liked it. I always thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good too. But upon repeated viewings, I like it even more.
Great performances in that movie.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Let's see what Buddy's BCN trivia is here before we go any further. Buddy and Quincy, what do you got for us?
Hardy, I finally get to talk to you because the other two aren't in the studio. Yeah. I always get cut off before I can talk to you. And I know you finally said today what years you were at BCN. Don't sound like I'm a name dropper, but we're going to go back there. Do you guys know who the chief engineer was that built the Patriots BCN radio network?
Howie Sylvester.
No.
Think about it. He died.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't Bill Bracken. No, I don't know.
I was going to say Bill Bracken because I knew Jim died in 2002. He had some kind of weird heart attack stroke. He was a great guy. But also, who was there at that time, who just did your intro, John Riley, the voiceover production magician with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was it, man. I listen to this thing all the time. I can't believe I got through to talk to you.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. I haven't seen Riley in a while. Riley's been working from home. Mm-hmm. But Riley was on FNX. I think John Riley, the voice guy, you know, one of our main voice guys here, and he's been production guy here forever. You know, one of these voice of God guys. I think he did the morning show on WFNX, like, way back in the day. Hmm. You got to go way back.
Back when Big Jim worked there, probably, huh?
No, well before Big Jim
worked. Even before that.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. Peggy in Tewksbury. What's up, Peggy?
Hey there, guys.
Hi.
You were talking about, one of you said you wondered if something happened between Stidham and Belichick. You don't suppose it had anything to do, like something simple like he went to Florida instead of staying around.
Or Texas?
Texas, I guess it was, yeah.
I really don't think so. I don't think he would have gone if he thought he was going to run afoul of the head coach for the team that he's supposedly going to be the starting quarterback on. I don't think so.
Because Belichick has been known to cut people for less than that almost, you know, like being late for practice.
Well, I mean, if you're Malcolm Butler and you don't, thank you for the call, Peggy. Was it Malcolm Butler who didn't make it back in time for the start of camp because of the hurricane, because of the weather issues down in Alabama, I believe? I mean, look.
The hurricane, like the New Orleans hurricane?
Yeah, there was like something. What the T-Bone knows.
That was before Butler got there, I thought.
No, you're right. Yeah. It was a hurricane.
Yeah,
really?
It was a hurricane that was blowing up from the Gulf or something. I don't know. Look, I know it was a weather-related issue. He literally...
Did he get punished for that? I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
They punished him for it?
I think he had to sit out the first week of camp.
Wow.
Or the first few days, anyway. That was a thing. And
well, did Stidham miss anything? Did Stidham miss like something that he should have been at and he wasn't at? I don't think we hear about it if he did.
I don't think so. Hey, we never found out, speaking of Malcolm Butler, we still don't know why he didn't play in the Super Bowl. So who knows? Maybe it would. Peggy, maybe. It could be something that we don't know about and we'll never find out about. And that just pissed him off to the point, said, you know what? I don't even want Newton here, but go get him. And I don't think he's going to be a better option than Stidham, but now we're going to do that.
If it's just about, because I've seen people say, well, Tom Brady's down in Tampa. He's working out, even though the Players Association's telling him not to. He's giving him the middle finger and saying no excuses and nothing to fear but fear itself. And he's out there throwing, and now we got our guy Stidham down in Texas going to weddings or in Florida doing what he's doing. But again, unless he missed a team function or blew off some sort of workout or blew off some sort of throwing day, which we never got any indication that he did that, I'm not going to just blindly think that. You do see Cam Newton working out with Mohamed Sanu, and I'll say this at the very least, I didn't see Stidham, at least publicly, working out with anybody.
No.
I know he was down at Gillette because he was rehabbing his foot, but other than that, you didn't see him at all. I mean, you just didn't. So I don't know if it was that he wasn't participating, if he wasn't doing it publicly, or if it was some other thing, but that's all, I mean, that's all Patriots in inner circle stuff that we're not privy to, so who's to say?
All right. We have three memorabilia calls lined up and ready to go.
Nice.
Right? We're going to make you an offer. Sports, music, movie memorabilia. You're looking to unload something? Christian and I will make you an offer today on the show, right after we talk to Mike in Boston here. What do you got, Mike?
Hey, so I'm looking at the whole Cam Newton thing in a different perspective.
Yeah.
He likes all this like overproduced videography and all this stuff. I think it's a way to make him feel welcome, and I think it's more of a way to pump him up more than anybody else. I don't know anything about Jared Stidham and the whole Belichick thing, but I think it has more to do with making Cam feel welcome and trying to get the best version of Cam rather than trying to doing something to Stidham, I guess.
It could be.
I mean, but
again, that's quite a departure for the Patriots. It's like, well, we don't know what his feelings are, you know, and we don't. And by the way, does Cam Newton seem like an overly sensitive guy who is not going to feel welcomed unless they give him a hype video?
I don't know about that. I think that it's something. It's to announce his arrival, and I think that a guy like Cam Newton expects some kind of announcement. I mean, they made an announcement for Antonio Brown. There was no hype video, but they did come out and say, yeah, we've
Well, yeah, you make an announcement on a personnel on player transaction. Sure, you make the announcement to make him feel more welcome. I think they are letting us all know who the starting quarterback for the Patriots, the presumptive starting quarterback for the Patriots is. I think that's the purpose of the video.
Yeah.
I honestly do.
Cam's tired of being humble, Hardy. I don't know if you heard that. He's tired of it. So give me a freaking pump-up video right now.
All right, you ready to open up your pocketbook? You ready
yes.
to open up the checkbook?
Yes, I am.
Don't make an offer unless you're willing to have it accepted here. It's memorabilia time. You've got some stuff you're just collecting dust. You don't want it anymore. John in Milford with our first memorabilia item up for bid. T-Bone, Jeremy, feel free to chime in if there's something you want to. But we're going to make you an offer, John. What do you got?
Okay, guys, I used to be in the sporting goods industry, and I got a lot of unusual stuff. But the funniest thing I have is a pair of signed Curt Schilling Reebok cleats. Now, the funny part about it is Curt, his first name's on the left side, and his right name, I mean, his shilling's on the right side. So it sounds to me like he was just sitting in a pile of shoes, signing his name, never knowing which side they go on. So it's completely ass backwards.
All right. All
are
right.
These cleats that he wore, or are they just random cleats that he had?
No, they're just Reebok, whatever.
Reebok cleats signed just by Kurt Schilling. Okay.
I tell you backwards. What, I will
it's
give
Kurt
you
Kurt on one shoe and then Schilling on the other shoe.
All right.
I got another item for you.
Hold on. Wait, no, I'm going to make you an offer. Right, I'm going to make you an offer.
Make you an offer.
All right, $10, and I'm going to immediately donate it back to the state of Rhode Island to make up for all the money that he took for his stupid video game company.
No, thanks.
Okay.
One more item, though,
all right,
please.
Go ahead.
I'm in line in the Saugus Home Depot, and the guy in front of me's got a Carhartt jacket on. I'm looking at his hands, and every finger's going seven different directions, and they're huge. And I look up, and I said, "You're Terry O'Reilly." He goes, "Yeah, I am." He says, "This is my toy store for a contractor." So I had a cabinet brochure, and I had him sign the cabinet brochure at the Home Depot, Terry O'Reilly.
All right, Christian, make him an offer on the cabinet brochure signed by Terry O'Reilly.
$8. I'd pay $8 for that.
Anybody? Anybody beat $8? Nope.
Going once.
All right, guys. I'm going to keep the stuff. Have a great
All right, thank you very much. All right.
You're supposed to haggle, man. Come on.
You're supposed to do a little bit of back and forth.
Yeah. You know, starting low. I was going low. That's how I learned to negotiate.
I should have gone Pawn Stars. You know what? I don't know a lot about cabinet brochures that are autographed. I know a guy who knows all about this stuff. Hang out for a few minutes. I'm going to see if I can get him down here, and he can tell me what this thing is worth.
And then the weirdest guy you've ever seen walks into that pawn shop with that hat.
Wearing an Amish hat. Who seems to know a lot about everything.
Yeah.
Chris in Chelsea, we're going to make you an offer. Chris, oh, hold on a second. I'm frozen here. You're going to have to pull up Chris in Chelsea for me. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey there, guys. So, as I'm sure you're probably aware, Tom Glavin is originally a local guy, right?
Concord, Mass, yeah.
Yep. So through a connection of family, friends, and whatever, I have a genuine autographed rookie card, baseball, and one of those like headshot-sized pitching action photos, all genuinely autographed by Tom Glavin. What do you think?
For the whole package? Or you want to do them individually?
The package or individually.
Okay.
It has absolutely zero interest to me. It is not unique in any way. I would need $10 to take it off your hands. You're gonna have to give me all that stuff and $10. What do you think? Do you want it? You want to make him an offer?
I was a Tom Glavin fan. I like the Braves.
Yeah,
I give you $25 for the whole lot. Whole lot. I'll give you $25.
Thing with a pass.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
These guys don't like to haggle. Really. Yeah. I start at 25. You start somewhere else. No, I was thinking more like this. And then you meet in the middle. What's wrong with these guys?
I think everyone from Massachusetts has a Tom Glavin autograph somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
I have zero interest in the autographed rookie card.
That's what I wanted. I wanted the card.
Well, I don't even want that. Yeah. I don't want that. I have only a couple of things, and they are... One of them, I would go so far as to say unique, and that there may only be one, and that is the Jack Black and Kyle Gass autographed saxaboom.
Ooh.
The, you know, kind of toy saxophone thing that the guys from Tenacious D not only played, but then autographed for me.
$40 I'll give you for that. Herb.
I'm not giving it up. You know? Jim Louth
no
for Christmas.
No amount of money.
Jim Louth for Christmas got me a pom-pom that was used in the Silverdome for the one and only Lions playoff win of my lifetime. You know, this thing is, talk about unique. Something from a Lions playoff victory that was in the Silverdome. That's unique. That's the you're talking about a couple of the few items that I have that I'm interested in.
Right.
Tom Glavin, an autographed baseball?
Glavin's from Billerica, by the way, not Concord. Apologies all around there.
Nice
everyone
going.
On Twitter.
Nice going.
My bad.
Let's go to Mary in Florida and then we're going to take a bunch more of your memorabilia calls as we make you an offer. Mary in Florida, can you pull her up for me, please? Go ahead, Mary. You're on with Hardy and Christian Arcan. What's up?
Hi, I have a 1975 World Series ticket from Game 6.
Wow. A ticket stub?
Ticket stub, yes.
Game 6, 1975 World Series.
Seems like Connolly would, it's something Connolly might like. Connolly, you want to make her an offer on that? Connolly doesn't want it. T-Bone? T-Bone, what? T-Bone wasn't born for 20 more years, so he doesn't care. You don't care about something
You're
that happened.
Kidding.
No, he is. T-Bone was born during the Clinton administration.
Where are the seats, Mary?
I think the most. Huh?
Where was the seat?
The grandstand. The grandstand. But I think the most interesting thing about it is the tickets cost $12.50.
Wow. For a World Series game.
I wouldn't even give you $12.50 for it. I'm sorry, Mary. I mean, it's not much of an offer. But enjoy that. Enjoy.
I give Mary $10 for that.
Yep. You want it? You want it?
Mary, $10.
Nope, pass.
Okay. All right, thanks, Mary.
Again, with no haggling.
All right, we'll still make you an offer, though. 617-779-0985. Do you understand, though?
I made three offers, and no one even countered.
The most interesting thing so far was the cabinet brochure autographed by Terry O'Reilly. To me, that's an interesting item. That's the type of stuff we're looking for here. As we make you an offer, it's Hardy and Arcan in for Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Pete. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Hardy and Christian Arcan here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. My screen has gone absolutely haywire here, and I tried to fix it, T-Bone. I was unable to fix it. I have no idea.
We're frozen in here, too.
Oh, really?
As is typical when we get more than three phone calls.
So you're saying that this segment is so good, we broke the radio station.
Yep.
Broke the phone, definitely.
Hard Candy makes you an offer. Hardy and Christian Arcan.
The pleasant
boys, also known as Hard Candy, are willing to make you an offer on your sports, music, entertainment, whatever, political memorabilia, like Pawn Stars. I mean, those guys go nuts over the anything from, like, you know, presidential, anything currency related. I was watching an episode the other night. I haven't watched it in a long time, but somebody brought in some Church of the LDS Church currency. Apparently, they did their own currency for a while. That, you know, like banknotes that were signed by, you know, like Brigham Young. You know, and they go nuts over that stuff.
Yeah, they love that stuff.
Yeah, we'll make you an offer, you know, on your memorabilia here.
Did you see when Dennis Rodman's wife came into the shop trying to sell his old jerseys, and she was like haggling with Chumlee about him? Did you see that one? That was a great episode. She had a Pistons jersey, Bulls jersey. They were all game worn. One of them had like blood on it.
Was it Carmen Electra?
They were married
for like 20 minutes, weren't they?
It wasn't Carmen Electra. I think it was before her. She was a little older, blonde woman. Seemed like she'd, you know, seen some things. And she was in there, and Chumlee was just not giving an inch, you know? He was like, listen, I'm a big Rodman fan. I think he ended up buying the Pistons jersey and the Bulls jersey, but there was like a Mavericks and a Spurs, and she was trying to just unload all of it, and he only wanted a couple of them. So that's what happened there. But they did make a deal, I think.
I think I can pull up these calls now. Let's try Matt in Charlestown. Matt, what do you have for us? We're going to make you an offer.
What's up, Hard Candy? I got one of the rarest Celtics signatures on a basketball, Bruno Sundov. what do you give me for it?
I'll give you nothing. Once again, it's an autographed basketball. Unless it's autographed by like John Glenn. I don't know, a basketball player autographing a basketball. It does nothing for me. Arcan, you want to make him an offer?
Bruno Sundoff.
One of the rarest.
Yeah, I
remember him in the early 2000s. I remember him. He's on the Mavericks too, I think. I would give you I'd give you $5 for that.
You want to sell it for five?
$5 just for the ball, really. I'd shoot around with the ball.
The ball's flat.
I could pump it back up.
100.
Well, you throw in a pump.
$100 for a Bruno ball.
All right, no, no deal.
Wait a minute. No, he countered with 100. I'll counter back with $6.
I already.
I'll come up to six.
I felt you two were too far apart.
We were pretty far apart.
You're
there,
too far apart, so I hung up on him.
All right.
I'm sorry. Maybe we'll be closer with Alan Wakefield. Al, we're here to make you an offer. What do you got?
Forget everything else. I get the best piece of the day. This is the real deal right here.
All right.
I got the whole record American from 1970 with Bobby Orr flying through the air. I got the whole newspaper. Great shape, not even folded. What do you give me for it?
It's the full newspaper. Has it been preserved in any way?
Oh, it hasn't. But it's been upstairs in my closet for a long, long time. Not near, in a cardboard box. Haven't looked at it for a while, but I'm sure it's in real good shape.
It's in a closet. Does it have kind of like a weird old guy smell to it? It's been in your closet for a while, and I don't like the smell. I can already tell I don't like the smell.
Mm.
I don't know. What do you think? You want to give him a bit on the newspaper?
The Arcan? Record American, was that a local paper?
Yeah, it was a local paper.
It was the local Boston paper. It was the Globe, Herald, and the Record American. Is that right? Or am I wrong?
Record American before it was anything else, I guess. The Herald. Who was the Herald?
It was Record American, then it was the Herald.
Uh-huh.
Or it went back and forth. The paper from that day.
Paper.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like stuff like that.
All right. Make him an offer.
$15.
Come on, $15. It wouldn't be worth me going up the steps to find it.
You don't even know where it is, Al.
Well, geez, Al.
Yeah, call back when you find it.
All right. It's a newspaper. What do you want from me?
I think probably what, back then? 25 cents, maybe?
Yeah. It's like a nickel back then, probably. some little kid was selling it on the, saying extra, extra on the corner back then.
Steven.
Bobby Orr flies through the air. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Steven, New Hampshire. We're going to make you an offer on your memorabilia, Steve. What is it?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm originally from Quincy, Mass, and I've got some World Series tickets I've had since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the stubs weren't torn off. And I ended up winning these tickets on a raffle at St. Mary's Carnival when I was 13.
All right.
But I won the whole season. And as it turned out, they ended up in the World Series. And they never, my father and I went in there, they never tore the stubs off, and I still have them.
So you went to the game, they just didn't rip the tickets.
That's rare.
Why didn't you go to the game?
They didn't. Yeah, I went to the game. They never tore the stub off.
Huh. So they're more valuable.
What they used to do is they used to tear the stub off, and they'd give you the big piece for a souvenir.
Sure. Yeah, I remember.
But I've got all of these from 1967, and it was five rows up right on third base.
Wow.
See, that would be They cost $12 a piece at the time.
Steve, you sound like a nice guy. You're from Quincy, Mass, which Beetle will tell you is the most patriotic city in America.
Right.
I'm not going to insult
that
you with
it.
then why'd you move to New Hampshire? I'm not going to insult you with an offer. It doesn't mean that much to me, but it's a pretty nice piece. I tell you that much, Steve. The fact that they're not torn, Arcan, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Two tickets intact.
But not for my personal area of interest when it comes to collecting.
I'd give you $50 for those, Steve.
He's already gone.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Why do you hang up on him before I can make an offer?
Because I want something weird. We might have to go to Maine. Let's go to Rick
we'll
in Maine.
We'll get something weird in Maine.
Yeah, I think we're going to get something. Give me something weird, Rick. What do you got?
Well, I got a couple of things. One is kind of weird. My 1988 high school yearbook was signed by our football coach, Danny Amendola's father.
See, that's weird.
Okay.
I kind of like that. All right.
Yeah.
Any old flames sign that yearbook that you can tear those pages out if you want to keep those?
Well, my wife's actually in there, so, you know.
Did you date your wife in high school?
I did.
Yeah,
we started March 19th, 1988.
So you guys have been together for 30-plus years.
Yeah, yeah. We've got an anniversary on July 17th coming right up.
Congratulations.
Danny Amendola's father was a football. And what state? What state was this in?
This was up in Maine. He came up here for 1 year. Previously, he coached in Texas, but then he went back to Texas. He's also the coach, if you look it up, he's the coach that won the 5A state title that got run over by a golf cart a few years back.
The runaway golf cart? The pylon got stuck on the gas pedal?
Correct.
Oh my God.
I remember that. That was Danny Amendola's dad?
That was Danny Amendola's father.
If you could put that in some kind of a frame with the yearbook on one side and the photo of him getting run over by the golf cart in the other.
Or the actual pylon that got stuck in.
No, or just a section, just a piece of the pylon. You cut it out and mount it in like a shadow box of some kind. You might have a real interesting piece there. All right, what's the other one, Rick?
The other thing I have is the opening day inaugural game for the Marlins against the Dodgers.
Yeah, no interest in that.
From April 5th, 1993.
Save it. Save it. Don't care. I want you to get that photo of the golf cart, and I want you to mount it in a frame next to the yearbook, and then call us back when you have that, and I'll make you an offer. That would be something. That's a unique piece.
It is a unique piece.
I mean, it's right
up your alley there, yeah.
It is. It truly is. I mean, that's like a one-of-a-kind there, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's grab one more here before the headlines. Tim in Dorchester, what's your memorabilia? We'll make you an offer.
Hey, what's up? So me and my brothers were from Detroit, and my brother was playing for an AAU team. We were both collecting cards at the time, and I have a Kobe Bryant rookie card autographed by Kobe. My brother met him at an AAU camp.
That's real value.
Yeah.
It's worth nothing to me, but it's worth something to somebody. You want it? Kobe Bryant card, T-Bone, anybody? No. What else you got, Tim?
Just old sport cards. That's probably the best sports card I have.
That's a good one.
I had a couple of years back, I had a card I sold on eBay that had Jordan and Kobe's like dual jersey card on there.
How much did you get for it?
$1,200, I think.
Wow.
Damn.
All right. Yeah. That's impressive. Beetle is somewhere just licking his chops.
What condition is the Kobe card in?
He's gone.
Jeez.
Did you want to make him an offer on the Kobe card?
Well, I wanted to know what condition it was in.
Okay, but
that's a big difference.
If you're not going to make him an offer, then it doesn't belong on the we'll make you an offer segment of the show.
Well, I want to know what condition it's in before I make an offer.
No, you're not going to make him an offer.
Why wouldn't I? Kobe, a rookie card signed by Kobe? Yeah, that could be worth something in the future. He's not signing any more autographs. You know what I mean? When someone passes away, it's true. When someone passes away, the value of their autograph goes up.
All right.
It's true.
Arcand. It's not the proper tone for the hard candy.
Okay.
We'll make you an offer segment. But we'll roll with it anyway. More of your calls coming up. 617-779-0985. Headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Sports Hub. When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Solak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Hardy and Arcand. I like hard candy. I like it as the name of the show.
I've heard worse.
Yeah.
Hard candy.
We're going to make you an offer on your memorabilia, sports, music, entertainment, whatever it is. Weirder the better. I mean, if you say, I have an autographed rookie card, I'm telling you right now, I'm tapping out and I'm not even going to make you an offer.
I've got a weird one here on Twitter.
What is it, Petitbone?
I've got John Glenn's astronaut helmet autographed by Larry Bird.
See?
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Wow. Now we're on to something. It's like a samurai sword autographed by Randy Jackson from American Idol. That's worth something to me. I'll make that guy an offer.
Is that a helmet he wore in space, like for real? Because that's, I mean, that Are just you? That is, but then signed by Larry Bird.
No, he wore it around the park.
Tremendous, yeah.
He wore it around the house. I would assume that he wore it in space.
Was it like a game-worn helmet?
Yes. Space-worn.
Space-worn helmet.
Yes.
You got moon rocks in it? That's what I want to see.
John in Maine. What is your memorabilia, John? Arcan and I are here to make you an offer.
I have a good one for you, Hardy.
Okay.
So I actually have a replica world championship wrestling belt autographed by none other than Mike Sarge Riley. I'll give you $100. Please, take this thing off my hands.
I believe that Sarge and Jay Stu both have signed other people's belts. I believe that has happened.
I believe that. Absolutely.
I don't. I myself am not going to offer you anything, but I believe those items exist.
Mm-hmm.
They are oddly not unique. Jay Stu has probably autographed a fair number of wrestling belts. That's just a guess. Robin Newton, what do you have, Rob?
What's up, guys? So let's keep this bit successful, all right? I have a couple things. One's weird. You're hard. You're going to like this one. But the first one I have Papelbon autographs. I've got an autographed jersey in a case for display. I've got an 8x11, whatever it is, picture, you know, action picture signed by him, and I've got a T-shirt signed by him, and I have pictures of him signing all of these items in the dealership that I worked with at, and he sponsored, and we sponsored him at the time. I don't remember the year on them, so I'd have to dig it out and find the year that's on the actual picture.
This all Papelbon stuff?
Yeah, what's the T-shirt? Stuff. What's it a T-shirt of?
Yeah, thank you.
It's just your basic, like, you know, Sporting Goods store T-shirt that says Red Sox on it.
Just the Red Sox tee, nothing special there.
Zero interest.
Just the Red Sox tee, nothing fancy. But the jersey's official, and I don't know. I'm not going to tell you it is for sure, but it was from the year that he actually won over the closer spot. So I don't remember if that was like 03, 04.
It wasn't 03 or 04. It wasn't on the team yet. I think it was 06, yeah.
It's Papelbon autographed baseball stuff. I'll give you a buck. I'll give you a buck for the whole lot. I don't want it. I don't want it. What's the weird thing?
All right, so the weird thing, right? A bunch of us went to the Deutsche Bank Classic, to the championship, some years back.
Hardy's excited
and
already.
We were there for the Pro-Am, which is like if the championship happened Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I understand.
The Pro-Am on Thursday, right?
Yes.
All right, so the lineup card that shows all the pairings of all the amateurs and celebrities that are playing.
Yeah.
I have that card signed by like 80% of the field, including Eckersley, Carlton Fisk, a whole bunch of those guys. And the best story of that was we followed Eckersley's pairing throughout the whole match that day. And my wife was on the sidelines yelling, let's hear it for the best Red Sox, the best mustache in Red Sox history. And Eck was kind of a DP that day. He didn't want to hear nothing from none of the fans. And it wasn't until he actually hit one into the rough and was actually kind of chipping out of it right next to us that he heard her saying, let me get an autograph from the best mustache in Red Sox history, that he actually came over and signed it. So that might be the only autograph of his from that day.
It might be. I don't know that it's unique. I mean, it's a pairing sheet from a golf tournament signed by a bunch of the players. Do you want to make him an offer, Arcan?
No.
No, I don't either.
Pairing sheet. I mean, it sounds like there were some good names on there, but no, I'm not
interested. The best thing I ever saw at the Pro-Am at the Deutsche Bank was Ken Casey from Dropkick Murphys mm-hmm. was playing in it one day. And I went down there with another buddy, and we knew Kenny, and we're walking around, and another friend of his showed up and started heckling him. So Ken is out there, who is a stocky guy, right?
Yeah.
Not very tall, you know, strong build to him. And this other buddy of his who knew him started heckling him by calling him Ian Woosnam. And this guy, believe it or not, friend of Ken's, had a thick Irish accent.
Right.
And started heckling him while he's out there playing with the pro in his group, saying, is that Ian Woosnam over there? Woozy, how about a picture for the kids? Come on, Woozy. And Ken's out there just trying to play, He stole his putter at one point and mm-hmm. ran ahead a couple of holes and didn't give it back to him. But there's nothing. There's no memorabilia from the day. It's something I would like to commemorate, but I don't have anything to show for my time out there that day.
Woozy's one of the big five. Can you name the other four?
Ian Woosnam is one of the big five what?
The big five generation of European golfers who were all born within 12 months of one another, Hardy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's see. It's got to be Colin Montgomery.
Nope.
No, is it? I don't know then. Seve Ballesteros.
Seve, yep, Seve.
Okay, Seve, Ian Woosnam, Ian Baker Finch. No, he's not European. Jose Maria Olazabal.
Nope.
No, he's younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Nick Faldo.
Oh.
Bernard Langer.
Oh, yeah.
And Sandy Lyle. It's your big five right there.
Oh, Sandy Lyle belongs in that conversation. I'd have to look at his record, but I don't know.
They've all won majors.
One of these things not like the other. Sorry, Derek, I can bring him back up. Go ahead, Derek. What do you got for us? Derek in Marshfield. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I have a autograph from 1985. I got it from my fourth grade teacher. On a scotch and sirloin napkin, Scott Wedman, the best Celtic of all time.
Scott Wedman, University of Colorado.
Now that's something you're into. I can tell already, Arkin.
Perked right up. I like the scotch and sirloin. I like all of that. I'll give you $35 for that.
Whoa!
I was thinking 2000. Just kind of my opening.
Jeez.
So I got to tell you, like, picture my fourth grade teacher that walking up to this guy with like 30 napkins and being like, "Could you sign all 30 of these?" So I'm like, fourth grade class, like, what a psychopath.
That's great, though.
Scott Wedman. Guy used to come off the bench for 5 minutes a game when Larry Bird needed to sit down and stretch his back out. Scott Wedman would come in back in the 80s.
Well, I'm afraid you two are too far apart.
I think we are. That's
35 bucks in 2000, but that's
good luck with that 2000 valuation. I think
that's more along the lines of what we're looking for.
That was a real offer. I would have paid $35.
I know you would have. Yeah. Nick in Westboro. What do you have, Nick?
All right, guys. So I have two things. Number one, I have a signed Sammy Hagar guitar.
Oh, okay.
The Red Rocker. Okay, is it a red guitar?
It is a red guitar.
Of course it is. All right. Now, is the guitar signed or is just the pick guard signed?
No. The guitar is signed.
All right, that's important because, you know, sometimes, Arkan, they'll just sign a bunch of pick guards.
Right.
And then they'll send them
slap
out
it on a
and
guitar,
slap it on a guitar and it's not as valuable. Yeah, go ahead. What else?
And then the unique one that I got for you, I don't know if you remember a certain brewery from Plank Road Brewing, Red Dog Beer, Diamond Dog of Fenway, signed by Mo Vaughn. It's been framed on my basement wall for 20 years.
Whoa.
I remember Red Dog Beer.
Where's Billy Lanny? He'd give you something for that. Bill, you want to make him an offer? Mo Vaughn autographed Red Dog thing. How much?
Yeah, what's the actual item?
It's a framed Diamond Dog of Fenway poster. It says uncommonly smooth on the bottom. Yeah, okay. It's framed. It's classy.
Framed, Mo Vaughn, autographed Red Dog poster.
Lanny's going to give you $25 for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't part with it for less than $75. Jeez. I've had it forever.
Less than 75.
Billy's going to 50.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll take 50. Let's
50.
Do it. Let's
we have a deal. Time. We have a deal. Right. Is that the first deal that's ever been struck?
That's the first deal that's ever
all
been
right.
struck. We make you an offer, and we've only done it twice, but we've never had a deal before.
That's fantastic.
So this is great. I don't know. I'm gonna try and put you on hold here and see if this. No, now you're locked. All right. Now he's on hold. Lanny, feel free to pick up on Nick in Westboro, or if you don't really want to give him the $50, just let him hold. You know the. Couple hours of Felgram has, and then he'll just hang up on his own.
Yeah, all by himself.
Yeah. But if you want to make that deal, Lanny, you have access to the phones in there. All right. Hard Candy wraps up here in just mere moments with today's takeaways coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, 6 locations in Massachusetts. You can also schedule a virtual appointment today. Call or go online to awaken180weightloss.com. The story that was supposed to prompt the whole like memorabilia thing and that whole segment that we did there or two was the fact that Josh Gordon is apparently selling his Super Bowl ring.
Right. It's up for auction, I believe.
Yeah, he's going to auction it off. Did you see the number that they think it's going to go for?
I did not.
I believe, and I will double check it here, they expect it to fetch $100,000 and up.
That's it, huh? $100,000?
Well.
Or Patriots Super Bowl ring? I feel like just whoever's it is, like, those are some pretty garish looking rings, you know? It seemed like they'd be worth more.
So this is the official listing here. The addition of a sixth Lombardi trophy to the face of this gargantuan ring turns the ultimate symbol of NFL achievement into a monster visible from outer space, spanning a full 2 inches from top to bottom. It's a big ring.
That is pretty big. So I've been told.
The right shank. Apparently rings have shanks. How dare you, Christian? Don't work blue. Provides even more diamond studs, framing text reading, Patriots still here, and the logo and final score of the game. The years of the previous 5 Super Bowl victories span the bottom of the band, measures to blah, 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 blah. We are all Patriots. Total weight, 87 grams. Total Jim Carrot weight is a remarkable 9.85, crafted in 10 karat gold by Jostens, just like your high school ring.
$50.
This is from Heritage Auctions. So the Josh Gordon ring is up for bid.
Okay.
All right. We got plenty of more memorabilia sent to us via Twitter. And again, the segment, we'll make you an offer here, Hardy and Arcand here. We may have had a deal between Lanny and the guy who had the Red Dog beer poster signed by Mo Vaughn. But there may be some things in here that you would actually like to bid on. Some things that were sent to us. Scott Farrell has an awkward picture of him and Wade Boggs at Fenway. He included the picture here.
Okay.
He said, I won a coloring contest and didn't have a clue who he was. I just wanted the 10-speed bike. It's a great fight. The kid is sitting there with Wade Boggs, and you can tell he has no care in the world.
Doesn't care at all. Yeah.
Of who he's sitting there with. Uh-huh. That one's pretty good.
Okay.
Miles says, I have a Casper's Dogovan signed puck from a charity event back in 2015, or like 2015.
You should just hold on to that. Yeah.
Casper's Dogovan signed puck. You want to make an offer?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't want to take that off.
I know there's something on here, though, that caught your eye, though.
Yeah, this is from Matt, and I don't know if he's joking around or not, but he says he has 2 signed Foxy Lady t-shirts signed in 05, one by Corey Dillon, the other by Antoine Walker. I want those shirts. I want them now. I want them today. I want them yesterday. 2 Foxy. First of all, I didn't know Foxy Lady made t-shirts, and they're signed by one of my favorite Patriots and one of my favorite Celtics. Absolutely, I want those.
I'd take those if they were signed by Mo Vaughn.
I mean, Mo Vaughn, that's sort of the holy grail of Foxy Lady t-shirts.
Yeah, I don't even know that exists.
Come
I
on.
Mean,
that's like the Onis Wagner 1910 card of Foxy Lady t-shirts.
Right.
You can't just get one of those. Come on. You put that in a safety deposit box somewhere.
Michael Crowley says, I've got a Rich Peverly autographed haircut smock from the Cuts for a Cause event. Make me an offer. Is it signed Rich and then in quotes, high glass Peverly? I mean, if it has that on there, it's infinitely more valuable.
Is there any hair still on it? Just wondering.
What, you want to clone Rich Peverly?
For my hair doll, yeah. Well, you don't have hair dolls of all the Bruins? Is that just me?
A water bottle signed by John Daly. What's in it?
good question.
It's a water bottle, but it smells like Jack Daniels and peanut M&Ms. Huh. I don't know what's going on here. A lot of good stuff. It's a shame you're not going to be here tomorrow because we could continue this for at least a couple more segments.
You get any good ones, just forward them to me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll make offers.
That's good.
All right.
All right. So, Felger Maz coming up next. I see Maz. I see Joe Murray here today. So, I'm sure they'll probably do a lot more memorabilia talk coming up on their show. Bertrand back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, T-Bone. Thank you, Jeremy Connolly. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Felger Maz up next on 98.5 The Sports of Christian. Thanks, buddy.
See you, Artie.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
What's up? This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Patriots have a new quarterback. The Cam Newton watch is finally over.
I like.
The veteran QB is also reportedly, quote, hungrier than ever.
Cam Newton can with that football.
There goes Cam.
The quarterback draw.
Cam Newton can add a dynamic aspect.
Back to the highlight reel that one. Somersault for the touchdown.
The leather goes on.
Sits in the air and we got a touchdown.
He's going to be difficult to defend.
All right, here we go again. Felger and Maz. Mike is out. Jim Murray alongside. Joe Murray here in the hot box to give us headlines throughout the course of the day. 617-779-0985. Jimmy Stewart, our producer, you can release the hounds right away. I think we got plenty to talk about today, believe it or not. I know people think that there's nothing going on in the world of sports. I think in the last 24 hours, there's been a ton that's happened. And it might not necessarily all be the most exciting stuff in the world or stuff that you would deem to be headline news per se.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.